Today on the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast, let's lay into Matt real good about how much better Star Wars is than Star Trek.
All that right after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the Marvel Cinematic Universe podcast. It has nothing to do with Star Trek or Star Wars, but...
Still Marvel.
Welcome to Star Wars is better than Star Trek. We got some feedback because I said negative things about The Mandalorian last week, and Jeff is going to... This is just a little fun episode for you guys, because this is just going to be me getting,
pummeled.
Getting pummeled. Pummeled from all sides with how Star Wars is better than Star Trek. Please proceed, Jeff. Give me my lashing.
This is what you get for not liking the Baby Yoda show. Paul Villaverde hit me with an email. He says, apologies in advance, but I just had to get this off my chest. I know it's not Matt's fault for being the way he is, but come on. He's always going on about how he loves interconnected story canons, but he's somehow gone out of his way to avoid the largest one around. Star Wars, up until the Disney buyout, had a gigantic interconnected canon that spread out across film, television, novels, games, and comics. It was a wonderful tapestry woven over decades that told the story of a galaxy over a period of thousands of years. With the start of the Disney era, they started fresh, building the canon anew, weaving the threads that tie it all together even tighter. There's so much cross-connected goodness going on right now. It's fantastic. And what does Trek have? Nothing. From the beginning, Roddenberry decreed that none of the books would ever be canon. And for decades, authors weren't even allowed to connect events from other books to theirs. Everything had to be standalone. It wasn't until Trek had been off the air for years before the publisher finally allowed authors the chance to build a post-Nemesis world. And I'm sorry to say, but you and I both know that Trek is dead. After Abrams' Trek, it wasn't and will never be the same. Discovery was and continues to be a disaster. Long gone are the days of intelligent, thought-provoking storytelling. Picard will be more of the same. Look into your heart. You know it to be true. The prime timeline is dead. Peace and long life. Sorry, peace and long life. Paul V.
Man.
Get him.
Paul. Destroy him here. You hurt me a lot. And I really want to not... fight back on this conversation. I'm trying to take my lashings, take in the information, but my only thing I will say is I have great hope for Picard. I hear you on Discovery. I think Discovery has some value, but it is not the same value that the Star Trek I loved growing up had. But Picard, they're getting the old band back together.
And I but think Picard, it has, though.
I think it has a lot of potential. And I mean, if you knew how much of my life was being consumed by Picard right now, and you know, there's some good stuff going on in Star Trek right now, and yeah, Star Wars kind of won the war, but like, Star Wars won the war though because it's cooler. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is cooler, Matt.
Yeah.
Now shut up and take your lashes.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm not gonna fight back. That's what I said. I said I wasn't gonna fight back. I'm not gonna fight back. I'm not gonna fight for Star Trek against all of my Well, I'm sure I'll do it on another episode sometime, but tonight is all about being fair and balanced.
Gavin Fry hit us with an email. Sorry about that. I know it's not related to Marvel, but I agree with Jeff that The Mandalorian is absolutely amazing. Baby Yoda! All caps. Also, Jeff, you should totally start your own separate podcast talking about The Mandalorian.
What do you think, Jeff? Are you going to start a podcast about The Mandalorian?
Man, probably not. I don't have time. I don't have time to run my own podcast, but I would love to talk about it with somebody else doing all of the editing.
Yeah, well, you should call up Mr. Matthew S. Fox. I think he's looking for people to be on his show, at least. He started the Star Wars Universe podcast, which you should all, I think it's up now, finally. You should all go subscribe. He's going to be talking about all the Mandalorian stuff and all Star Wars stuff. So he's going to be our sister podcast over there in that other universe. So you guys check that out. But, again, not going to respond. Going to try to hold my tongue. You know, yeah, Baby Yoda's real cute. I agree.
That's all you need.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess it is, you know? I guess it is, Star Wars fans. There's no sarcasm here at all. Am I not just taking my lashings? Am I fighting back with sarcasm?
I think you are.
I mean, Baby Yoda's damn cute. I completely give that show that Baby Yoda's very cute.
Yeah, he is. I mean, it's not The Mandalorian. It's the Baby Yoda show. Let's be real.
And, you know, I think that's really all I was responding to in not liking The Mandalorian. That first episode, it bored me because I don't care about The Mandalorian. But once Baby Yoda was involved, it piqued my interest. But I still feel like in those first three, which is all I've seen so far, there wasn't enough Baby Yoda for me to care enough.
Man, but it's a show about this guy being a badass and then being forced to care about something that he normally wouldn't care about. And then he has to make decisions with that thing in mind that he has to care for. And he's still at this point in his life, you know, we're what, four episodes in, and he's at this point in his life, he's like, fuck, I took this bounty. I didn't follow through with it, sort of. And I have to find out how to live my life with this. And now I have to get by, and I've got this kid, and then Cara Dune is bae. So, you know, this is the way.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I felt like I needed to slip that in
for sure. All right, well, I took my lashings. We had two Star Wars related feedback, so I thought we'd throw them on their very own special episode that is a rebuttal to all the things I said about Star Wars, which I'm sure was painful for some of you, and I apologize. I don't mean to shit on your universe. I think the truth is I just didn't grow up with a love for Star Wars like a lot of people did. Speaking of all the extended universe stuff, like, I was a little older when I even learned that stuff was out there, because like my friends growing up were Star Trek fans, and so I just never was into the extended universe books. By the time I learned about it, I was just like pretty deep in my Star Trek fandom. I mean, I saw them on shelves and stuff, but no one had told me they were great. And then when I was in college and stuff, people were like, oh, you need to go read all those books. But I think at that point I was a little too old for it. Not that I'm too old for it now. The books might be amazing, but I think I just was too old to get the kind of nostalgic reverence that everyone has for Star Wars. You know?
Yeah, that's fair. But, I mean, there's also, like, the fact that the games were amazing. The games that I'm speaking on are Battlefront 2 on the original Xbox was phenomenal. The Knights of the Old Republic games were real good.
I've heard really good things about the storytelling in those games and stuff is really great.
Yeah, supposedly. I mean, they're made by BioWare, so they're all about good story. Star Wars The Old Republic, the MMO, like, didn't really do great as an MMO, but was a phenomenal story for everybody that you were playing. The book that was based on Darth Malgus, from that Star Wars The Old Republic verse, is called Deceived, and it is so... It's... I'm getting emotional just thinking about the book, because it was real good. It was... It's a worthy read, and if you... I mean, I know how much you like to play video games just kind of pass the time, so I think...
I don't think you're thinking of me. I love to play video games, but I never have the time to pass is the problem.
Yeah, exactly. So you play video games to pass the time that you don't have, and then you worry about it later, but you often talk about how great the games are, and really, you need to play Jedi Knight, Jedi Academy, and that whole line, really, the whole Jedi Knight... Jedi Outcast, all of those games are so good, man.
All right. I'll have to check some out. Me and Gary, we have a buddy named Gary. Me and Gary were talking about starting a podcast once where we were like, it was going to be called like Convince Me to Like Star Wars or something.
Change My Mind.
Huh?
change my mind.
Yeah, yeah. I don't like Star Wars. Change my mind. And it was gonna. And it was just gonna be like him introducing me to the stuff he loves about Star Wars and trying to get, you know, trying to introduce me in a way that he thinks I would like it. And because I think it does take a level of nostalgia. And I don't to love it the way a lot of people do. I think it takes a level of reverence and nostalgia that I think is true of Star Trek too. Don't get me wrong. I don't think those are different. I have my reasons I like Star Trek better, but I think that both of them, to love them to the degree that I love Star Trek and that, you know, some people love Star Wars, it takes a, it takes growing up on it, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, there's a fair bit of nostalgia involved, but I didn't grow up with Star Wars in particular. The movies that I grew up with were like, 80s cop, action cop, or what is the term for it? Just action movies.
Buddy cop.
Sort of buddy cop. Like, I mean, Beverly Hills Cop is one of them. Die Hard grew up on.
Yeah, man.
You know, that whole genre, Lethal Weapon, was huge in my house. And then all of the Steven Seagal movies and Jackie Chan movies, you know, all of that is what I grew up on. But then when Star Wars came about as a thing to get involved in and play, I was like, yeah, I'll find out. And then I started playing and was like, man, this is a good story.
Cool. Well, yeah, you need to send me some titles and I'll try to find time to play them. I actually almost got the Oculus Quest the other day, and partially because they're giving
Vader Immortal.
They're giving away Vader Immortal for free. Ugh. If you buy an Oculus Quest, in the next whatever. Like, if you buy an Oculus Quest, you get Vader Immortal for free.
Oof.
I was tempted. I really want a Beat Saber to be a portable version of Beat Saber that I can run around with. But if I can also get Vader Immortal, I don't know. You know, fighting with lightsabers is fun.
It is.
I'm totally on board with that.
It is. It is really good. I mean, I can say from like a lot of experience, like when you're in Battlefront 2 on the original Xbox, like you're running around in on Naboo, and then it, you know, it queues up the thing saying, hey, you can play as Ki-Adi-Mundi, and you run around as Ki-Adi-Mundi just tearing shit up, and it is so much fun.
That's rad. All right, well, that's all our Star Wars versus Star Trek talk. I mean, Star Wars is better than Star Trek. That's the name of this episode. I'm taking my lumps. I'm letting others have their say in this argument for the ages. All right, guys. Well, that's all for us. We're the Marvel Cinematic Universe Podcast. You can find us all the places. You can support us at patreon.com/MCUcast, and we'll be back with you very, very, very soon. Peace.
Until next time, true believers.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.